It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Stanton, sitting in for Ben Kiefer. It's a News Buzz edition of the program, and now we're taking on a little bit of a road trip. We're in southeast Iowa at Lake Darling State Park, and we're sitting alongside the lake, and we've just finished a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the Friends of Lake Darling. There's been a multiple-year, multi-million-dollar project to restore the lake and many other projects going on, and we're joining Faye Vitito, who's president of the Friends of Lake Darling here lakeside. Faye Vitito, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Ben. It's been enjoyable to be here and feel the exuberance of the crowd to get back into their state park.
That's right. Well, there was the project at the lake, of course, so there's a new bronze bust of Ding Darling himself that's been unveiled, and some other things that have happened today. But can you quickly take us through how long has it been that the park has been closed, and what have they done?
In the year 2000, it became air apparent that the coliform levels in the lake were very bad, the fish weren't growing, and something had to be done. And that's when the Friends of Lake Darling went from being a small group into a full-fledged 501c3, and to help back the community in showing and going to soil conservation meetings and seeing that the water coming from the farm ground in the community was a lot the problem with the lake, as well as erosion and water quality problems within the 1,500-acre state park. So by the year 2006, we had enough land conservation improvements within the watershed, we could actually measure that the water quality coming to the lake was improved. So the Friends of Lake Darling thought that this would be a good time to go ahead and celebrate that clean water coming to the park by having a $1.1 million year-long fundraiser and multiple partnerships, private and public, in order to dedicate our handicap-accessible Four Seasons 200-capacity lodge. And with that, we really got attention of the stewards of the park, the DNR, and they began putting the plan and the money together. So by the year 2009, Ben, they actually had to drain the lake. So there's a very long answer to your question of how long has the lake been down. So since 2009.
What's different physically about the lake now?
Physically, we have what is called an in-lake restoration project that has been completed. And what that actually included was not only having the lake water drained, but to dredge out 22 acres of silt that had formed in the lake, causing the one end to actually revert back to wetlands. And that soil had to be removed. An improvement over the original lake where soil was not removed, the dredging was taken down to the clay pan, which will allow for a better lake bottom. Much of the erodible parts of the bank were covered with riprap to protect wind erosion of the soil. There were islands made to increase new opportunities. The shoreline along the public campus was deepened to enable shoreline fishers to happen. Marine fuel tax monies and fishery monies actually paid for the in-lake restoration. The goal of that is for 50 to 100 years of improved water quality, which will happen because of silt dams and the shoreline treatments.
Well, we're sitting here at a picnic table maybe 20, 30 feet away from the lake. It's a beautiful day, and about 10 feet the other direction is a bronze bust of Ding Darling himself, and I know that that's a new addition to the park here. Could you briefly tell us what's remarkable about Ding Darling?
Ding Darling was way ahead of its time and predicted much of the problems that intensive agriculture would cause to soil erosion. He was a leader in conservation, not only in Iowa, but nationally. He created the wildlife refuge system with a funding stream through a duck stamp program. And there's an annual competition of painting a duck stamp that helps to fund that, and it gets children educated. Ding Darling also was a political cartoonist and helped to educate people with one glance. I remember as a youngster in the 50s and 60s waiting for the Sunday edition of the Des Moines Register to look for that cartoon, but also then led by that cartoonage into the understanding of the problems that humans bring to the environment. So Lake Darling is the only lake in the United States, Ben, that is named for J.N. Ding Darling.
And something else that will be named for him.
Good work. Your mother would be proud of you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
And as we are interrupted here, many people wanting to congratulate you. That must be a nice feeling.
It is a nice feeling, and I'm most exuberant, Ben, for them, because we, the Friends of Lake Darling, and my roles has been to listen, to understand, to hear all the input, and then to reiterate it and to help people put into action the plans and the desires they want. And we've helped them to do that today.
Very good. Well, again, congratulations on the grand reopening of Lake Darling in Southeast Iowa. President of the Friends of Lake Darling, Faye Vitato, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Ben Stanton. And I want to thank you for the community of Brighton, the State Park of Lake Darling, the Friends, the chambers that have brought it here, and also the DNR. And thank all the media folks out there that carry the message of work and responsibility out to other communities. Thank you very much.